Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation aligns itself with the statement delivered by Indonesia on behalf of the NAM. The Philippine delegation stands by the importance of the application of the principles of transparency, irreversibility, and verifiability by nuclear weapon states, and echoes the call for this review cycle to set the treaty's transparency and accountability mechanisms, which is vital in strengthening the treaty's review process. Transparency is a cardinal principle of nuclear disarmament and compliance with the NPT. Transparency is also integral to the assessment of the comprehensive and effective implementation of this treaty. Nuclear weapon states have a special responsibility to demonstrate the highest level of transparency in fulfilling their commitments by upholding a gold standard of reporting. The lack of a specific accountability mechanism for nuclear disarmament obligations necessitates a robust reporting that provides greater transparency and accountability within the review process. Having an enhanced mechanism for reporting, transparency, and accountability corrects the imbalance between the implementation of obligations in the disarmament and non-proliferation pillars of the treaty. Non-nuclear weapon states are subjected to stringent processes in the IAEA and strictly adhere to their non-proliferation obligations. Nuclear weapon states should be subjected to a similar level of scrutiny with regard to their disarmament commitments. Mr. Chair, in order to effectively operationalize transparency and accountability in the implementation of NPT obligations, the Philippines supports the calls for a standard reporting format for the reporting of the nuclear weapon states' fulfillment of their disarmament obligations, as well as their nuclear policies. Strengthening the review process of the NPT also necessitates better working methods and a more substantive engagement between nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states. It is important that the process allows for the presentation of nuclear weapon states' standard national reports and that non-nuclear weapon states can interactively discuss these reports with the nuclear weapon states. With this, we strongly support allocating time within the program of the preparatory committee or at the review conference for a structured discussion on the reports of the nuclear weapon states in a manner that allows non-nuclear weapon states to interact on the basis of their report. The Philippines underscores recommendations 16 to 20 of the working paper submitted by the chair of the working group on further strengthening the review process prior to last year's preparatory committee, and believes that they are good basis for discussions on reporting of nuclear weapon states and their discussion in an interactive format with non-nuclear weapon states. Thank you, Mr. Chair.